Good morning. I'm Jim Dewey with the View from the Tractor, brought to you by First Farm Credit Services. Coming up, a look at farm equipment sales in the current market.
Why just borrow your money from any lender when you can own it? At First Farm Credit Services, our clients are more than just clients. They own the association. As a cooperative, our board of directors are all borrowers just like you. And as an added bonus, we even share our profits with our clients through cash patronage. So why just borrow money when you can be an owner of an association dedicated to agriculture? Make First Farm Credit Services your first choice. Call me, Jessica Carlin, at 222-4000 today, or stop by the corner of 54th and State.
Today on View from the Tractor, I'm speaking with Mark Peters of Peters Sales Company. Mark manages a territory that includes most of our listening area. Peters Sales handles a full line of tillage equipment. Mark says tillage equipment has taken some of the hardest hits over the last few years.
But there's been some bright spots amongst that. But overall, all categories have taken a pretty good hit the last several years.
Has that changed at all in the last year?
We're seeing some improvement. Last fall, we saw things loosening up a little bit. I think a bit of an increase in sales. However, a lot of the increases in sales that have happened in the last year or two especially have been program driven, where companies have been offering incentives for farmers to buy the equipment, and the companies with the more aggressive programs have turned them into sales, helping to reduce field inventory. And the whole goal there is to reduce field inventory, hopefully so the dealer will reorder and restock that equipment.
What is the outlook for machinery now as far as value?
Well, it's getting better. One of the things that in visiting with dealers, the common prediction was that there would be a time when we would have shortages again, and we are starting to see some shortages in certain categories of equipment, certain sizes of equipment, as we've reduced field inventories down to such low levels that the manufacturer has reduced their production. So the equipment's not just sitting there in their yard waiting to be put on a truck. They're only building what's being sold.
What's going to be the next big thing then, maybe in tillage equipment?
Right now we're seeing and usually when you have a pull down in commodity prices where margins get tight, farmers look for ways to reduce costs and reduce numbers of trips across the field. And we're seeing a bit of an increased interest in strip tillage, where in the fall of the year, take a tool out into the field and just basically till a strip where the planter will run next spring. And in that strip, apply all your fertilizer and nitrogen so that the next pass across the field is basically the planter.
That's Mark Peters of Peters Sales Company, and that's View from the Tractor, brought to you by First Farm Credit Services. For all your machinery needs, see Jessica Carlin at First Farm Credit Services. I'm Jim Dewey.